Hi, my name is Trent Norberg. I am 15 years old. Today is the 28th of May, and I'm speaking with my mom, Martha Cruz. We are in Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Mom. So what's up?
Hi, Trent. How are you, honey?
Good. Okay. So what inspired you to be a police officer?
Charlie's Angels, believe it or not. I loved the action, the suspense, and every police show after that I watched.
That's funny. Okay. So question number two. At what age did you know you wanted to become a police officer?
Probably about the age of 9, after watching all of Charlie's Angels and all of my police shows.
And then, so you are obviously a police officer, and how many women would you say were in your graduating class?
We had 4 classes of 30 in each classroom. So there was about 120 graduates. I would say about 20, 25 women in the whole entire class.
Oh my, okay. That's not a lot at all.
No.
So when you first arrived in the district, did you have any discrimination towards you?
Absolutely. Women to this day are still not considered equal to men and what they can do. So yes, I would have to say absolutely.
Oh my. So then how did men treat you during your career?
Some men were fine. I had a couple of field training officers that were men and they were fine, and some were not fine. You would get the dirty looks, you would get the "you can't do that" kind of an attitude from them.
Did anyone call you like any names or anything?
No, I never got called a name, but I did get questioned as to how I did certain things after I had done them. Because they couldn't believe that I had done them.
Oh, that's weird. So then how did women treat you?
Women were another type of issue. We are very, very hard on each other. Because we have to be kind of hard on the job. So we are hard on each other, and unfortunately that affects friendships on the department.
Did you have any like bad experiences with other women?
Not bad, but there was always resentment. There was always second looks. You never really got close to the females because you were kind of in competition with them to prove yourself all the time.
Okay. And then what'd you do when people treated you bad?
You vented in private and you just moved on. You didn't let them bring you down. You wouldn't quit. You couldn't quit because that would just prove them right. So you would go into the locker room and vent and then come right back out and go back to your job.
How many times would you have done that?
Oh, I'm sure. I was on the job for almost 10 years, so I'm sure I did it plenty of times. I can't give you a number, but there was a number of times in there, yeah.
And then did you lose any job opportunities from it?
One in particular. I was put in for meritorious detective, and the person interviewing me plainly came out and said that he was definitely looking into another gentleman, and that he was in the running for it. And of course I did never got the job.
Did you ever find out why you never got it?
Because they promoted him.
Wow, okay. Would you have changed anything about your career?
I probably would have started sooner. I went ahead and retired as soon as I had my first son. And I would have wanted to do more on the job. So I probably would have started sooner so I could have done more.
And then, so as a Hispanic woman, did you feel like your race has not helped you in the police department as well?
I would say no, the opposite. Spanish speaking was a huge advantage. I started out working in the 25th District and then moved over to 17th District, where there was a large population of Hispanic citizens, and it was a tremendous help. So no.
That's interesting, because I would have thought that people would have like downgraded you.
No, it was, they always needed Spanish speakers, so it was definitely a plus.
Mm. Okay, thanks, Mom, for letting me interview you, and that's a wrap.
Anytime, honey.